Well, Tom, I think part of that is cheering for yourself to develop self-esteem. I think when you start to cheer for yourself and give yourself positive messages, your self-esteem will raise because you'll start to see things in your life that start changing. If you're positive, people around you are going to respond better to you, and that will build your self-esteem and theirs. So it's win-win.
I would imagine, as you said, when you do your seminars, you have people coming up to you and saying that's a pretty Pollyanna-ish view, and that life stinks and then you die. How do you deal with those people?
Well, sometimes you just have to say next.
Yeah.
But actually, I think you give to everyone. Whoever chooses to hear your message, that's great. Whoever doesn't, you give it anyway. That's what it's all about. As far as a Pollyanna kind of a message, I was giving a talk at the Well-Read Coyote in Sedona, and the owner of the bookstore came up and she said, I just wasn't really into motivation. I thought, oh no, another motivational book. But I read it. And I started applying one of those things the next day, and she said, I was just amazed, and you made a believer out of me. It's not just positive thinking. It's changing your whole attitude about why we're here. We're here each to have a wonderful experience in life, and how can we do it? Now, I write a column called Heroes Among Us. I don't know if you read it. But these people have amazingly difficult challenges and stories, and how do they keep going, and how do they keep a positive attitude? And I take the tips, the life lessons from each of their story, so that we can learn that and apply that in our own life. And I found one of the main things that most heroes have is they use the resources around them, because they're put in a situation, whatever it is. Sometimes it might be nothing hardly around you, and then you have to use your mind. But prisoners of World War II, I've interviewed children with NF2, terrible diseases for young children where they go deaf, where they have tumors and constantly in surgery. How do they keep a positive attitude? And they're some of the most brilliant people I've ever met. Just wonderful.
I am amazed at folks like that, because they do come, I think, to a crossroads you talked about. They could either wallow and say, this is it, I'm done, and wither away in self-pity, or try to make the best of it, and who knows what will happen. And it's amazing to be around people like that.
It absolutely is. The last hero of the month, the one I'm working on right now, is amazing, but the last one was Renee Bondi. And Renee was 29 years old and engaged to be married in 2 months. She fell out of bed at night after going to a dance with her fiancé and broke her spine. Instantly, overnight, she became a quadriplegic. She was director of a very successful choir program in South Orange County, California. And she had a lot of struggles, but now she's come back. She's got her voice back. She still has not much movement, but she's living a very productive life, and she just took a job again to start teaching high school students choir. And so she's come full circle to where she was before, but learned so much in the process and can inspire so many people. And if Renee can do it with her situation, we can all find a way to win.
It makes the rest of us kind of feel ashamed that we should even be complaining, doesn't it?
Well, I think sometimes maybe we need to let off steam, but I think our words are very powerful. What we say to ourselves and what we say to other people are very, very powerful. And if we can keep them focused on what we want, that's more likely to show up into our lives. If we continually say the other way, I think that has a little more tendency to show up. And I personally want to avoid that and go for my goals.
You mentioned you put that note under your foot that time. Are you a believer in like putting notes on the mirror when you wake up in the morning, I'm a winner, and things like that?
Well, I don't have notes on my mirror right now, but I do have one that I painted over like my kitchen that says, as you wish. I don't know if you remember the movie Princess Bride.
Yes.
But the male lead in the story, anytime the princess asked for something, he said, as you wish. And I just put that up as a little positive message, because it is as we wish. We don't always get everything we wish for. But I think we have a 99% chance better if we do wish for it and let it be known.
I suppose if you haven't been back to Wausau recently, the town looks a little bit different than last time you were here.
It does. I got just a little bit confused, but pretty well. Pretty well.
Are you going to have a chance?
The snow.
Yeah, the snow is right. Are you going to have a chance to stop by your alma mater, the high school, or?
Possibly.
Oh, okay.
Wausau West looks pretty much the same, I think, as it did back when you were there. It hasn't changed a whole lot.
Wausau East has built a new school, if you get a chance. It's very beautiful.
I have seen the new East School. Yeah. Very different from the old one. Yeah.
I must say, it's great to see so much talent come out of the Wausau area, and you're one of the talented folks.
Oh. Well, I'm... Something in the I don't know, the water, maybe.
So tomorrow you'll be at Yonke Bookstore starting at 11?
Yes, 11 o'clock. We'll probably go maybe a half an hour or so with the talk and then any questions and a book signing.
Okay.
And I'm just, whoever's out there listening, I just want to let you know you can win the game of life. It was meant for all of us to win. There's a way to do the things you want. Don't give up hope. Just never give up.
That sounds excellent. Excellent advice. Be the hero of your own game. Come out and visit tomorrow at 11 o'clock, Yonke Bookstore on 3rd Street here in Wausau. Terry, thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure, Pat. And Tom, thank you.
All right.
Good luck.
It's 10:30 here at 55 SAU. Tom has the news next.